Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We're trusting and praying that you had an awesome day in worship on yesterday, that the truth was proclaimed, that hearts were edified and encouraged to continue to walk this Christian journey. We in James, the third chapter, verses 13 through 18, a section dealing with a second part of the tongue, our teachers. It started out with teachers of their tongues, and now he's going to talk about teachers who are wise and knowledgeable. In verses 13 through 18, the text says, "Who is a wise man and you with knowledge among you? let him show out of a good conversation, his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. What is wisdom, true wisdom? Misunderstanding wisdom is a temptation or challenge that attacks all men, but especially teachers in this context. The leaders of this world, politicians, philosophers, preachers, teachers, elders, deacons, are all guilty of twisting and adjusting wisdom to mean what they want. But what is true wisdom? The kind of wisdom that brings about the good of a good life, the kind of life and world that we should have. Is there a wisdom that can give us a world in which all men can live in love, joy, and peace, and have all their needs met? Even the need to conquer death and to bring about the fountain of life, spiritual life. James says in this section, one of the greatest temptations that ever confronts teachers is the temptation to twist, make wisdom mean what it wants to mean. James says in verse 13, there is the wisdom, the wise and understanding man. Note the question again. He says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? The term wise man comes from Sophos, refers to the teacher. Knowledge refers to the expert, the skilled, the scientific, or the knowledgeable person. By teacher, of course, is meant anyone among us who teaches the word of God, including ministers, elders, deacons, women that teach ladies' classes, that does Bible studies within our church. Who are the wise teachers and leaders? Who among us is knowledgeable or understanding? Let us ask another question. What teacher among us wants to be unwise and ignorant? Are there any? Of course not. I don't think anybody wants to be ignorant intentionally. The point being stressed is this. Do you want to be a wise teacher? Do you want to be a knowledgeable teacher? Then here is how. You must do some things. Some of the teachers to whom James was writing did not understand the meaning of true wisdom and knowledge. Some of them were acting most unwisely and about as empty-headed as a person can act, yet they thought they were wise and knowledgeable. Too often, the same unwise behavior has characterized some ministers, some teachers, some elders and deacons down through the ages, even today. This is the very reason for this passage, to stir teachers to think about how wise and knowledgeable they really are. A wise and knowledgeable teacher will demonstrate two traits. James said, let him show. This phrase comes from a Greek term. which is emphatic, strongly emphasized. This means that the wise teacher will strongly show forth these traits. These two traits will be clearly seen in a wise teacher. Number one, the first trait is there is the trait of good behavior and conduct. This means that a wise teacher does exactly what he should. Wisdom and knowledge have to do with how a person behaves and conducts himself, not only with knowing facts and being a scholar. A person must take the facts and apply them. This is true in any field or profession, but especially true in the field of biblical teaching. A biblical teacher must live what he teaches and preaches. He must speak words of morality and purity, righteousness and justice, help and encouragement, strength and edification, ministry and challenge, salvation and deliverance, hope and life. But as he teaches such lessons of life, he must live a life of good behavior and conduct. He must be a good person and live just what he teaches and preaches. He must live a moral and pure, righteous, and just life. He must go out to minister to the needy and the community and to the world. Teacher knows that he cannot teach one thing and do something else. Another critical fact here, talking about let him show. In the eyes of Scripture, the truly wise and knowledgeable teacher is not a person who has all kinds of facts and theories, speculations and notions in his mind. Rather, he is a teacher who is a person who has all kinds of facts, but yet he is a loving and caring person. He's a moral and just person, person who lives what he knows and teaches, and who shows good behavior in all his works. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Jesus says a wise man teacher is one that heareth his sayings, know what they mean, and doeth them. In John chapter 8, Jesus, the master teacher, again says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, that means walk in it, live in it to your life, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Last but not least, Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 27, only let your conversation or behavior be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So the first trait that a wise, knowledgeable teacher would demonstrate, not that he knows the facts, not that he knows his material, not that he has made proper preparation to teach the class, but that he has the trait of good behavior and conduct. There's an old cliche that says, I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one any day. Let us pray. Father and our God, who art in heaven, we thank you for this devotion this morning. We trust and pray that what we have said has been in total agreement with the totality of your word, that we have not contradicted other passages. And if preadventure that we have, those that are listening would bring it to my attention that I may make a rectification of it. That I may speak the truth in love, but in its completeness. Be with everyone that's on the call this morning. We ask that you would bless us in ways that we stand in need of. But first of all, help us to be thankful for what you're doing for us and what you have done. By the mere fact that we woke up this morning, your mercy and grace is shown unto us. Go with us through the furtherance of this day. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherein we have been called by the gospel of Christ to so live that we may bring glory and honor to your name. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.